Once upon a time.
It smells like vanilla.
There was a little girl named
Sinan Philo.
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 Philo for short.
I was just saying that because that's in Mr. D. That's something with have Merry Christmas in Chinese.
Oh. What is Happy New Year? It's Happy New Year in Chinese.
I know.
I forget what that is. That's...
Sinan Philo.
Anyways, so Philo, this little girl,
I'm gonna name my kid that one.
Was a very happy girl. She loved her mom, she loved her dad, she loved her sister, she loved her friends at school. She had everything she ever wanted.
And you just broke my brain.
Super happy kid. There was just one problem. Philo couldn't stop telling fibs, and it was a problem with everybody she loved. So she went to school and she would say silly things like, this weekend we were apple picking. And her friends would be like, oh yeah, that's interesting. And then they'd say, wait a second. I didn't know you could pick apples now. And she said, yeah, definitely we went apple picking. We got so many apples. And they said, but it's not apple season. And Philo said, oh, yeah, it is. We found a special farm that has apples in a different season than this season. And her friend's like, oh, okay. And then Philo said, phew. And then when her teacher said, okay, who's finished their homework? Philo said, I've finished my homework and I finished the homework for tomorrow too.
What?
And the teacher said, I haven't given you the homework tomorrow. She said, yeah, but I found it in your bag and I did it anyway. And her teacher said,
okay.
I'm not sure why you're saying that, Philo. It wasn't in my bag. I'm afraid I think you're lying. And Philo said, no, I found it in there and I did it all, but then maybe you didn't know you put it in there. Because sometimes teachers forget things.
Teachers only forget things?
And their teacher's like, oh, whatever, Philo. And so then she got home from school and her parents said, what was your favorite thing of the day? Philo said, I loved when we had four recesses today. And her parents said, oh, four recesses, that's a lot of recesses. Well, how'd that happen? She said, oh, well, they decided that we didn't need to learn writing anymore, so now instead we're doing four recesses. And her parents said, well, that's a problem. I think you should learn writing. I don't think recess is as important as writing. Mm. The father said, well, that's what they decided. And her parents said, well, we're going to have to talk to the teacher about that.
Oh,
I don't agree with that at all. The father said, oh, no, don't worry about it. We still... found some time to do reading. I was doing some writing in a different time. We play some games at recess that are writing related.
What?
And her parents were like, what is going on here? So the next day, Philo's mother dropped Philo off to school. And she went to talk to her teacher and said, what's this about four recesses? Teacher said, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but I wanted to talk to you about something your daughter said yesterday about the homework that she found in my bag. And so the teacher and the mother spoke, and they were like, oh my gosh, she's lying all the time. And that was a concern. And her parents talked to Philo about lying. Philo knew it wasn't good to lie. She didn't know why she lied, because she knew it wasn't right, and she knew it wasn't helpful. And she said she'd try to stop. And she did try to stop, I guess, but she wasn't very successful. Still lying all the time just for something to say, I guess. But eventually her friends stopped hanging out with her. They didn't want to hear what she had to say because it wasn't very interesting if it wasn't true. People like being with people who are truthful and real. Interesting. Yeah. But the problem was that Philo was trying to be interesting by making up lies. But what she didn't realize was being real is the most interesting part of everything. And that's what everybody wants to hang out with, is someone who tells the truth and someone who listens when you tell the truth to them. So Philo was very, very lonely the rest of that school year because no friends wanted to hang out with her. When she put her hand up, her teacher kind of rolled his eyes and said, "Oh, what lie are you going to tell now, Philo?" Philo was sad. She didn't want to be a liar. She wanted to be a respected member of her community and of her family and of her friendship and of her school. So she vowed never to tell another lie.
Eva, today, me and Rebecca were talking, and we were talking about dairy and stuff, and Rebecca goes, "Hey, Finny, have you ever tried goat's milk?" I'm like, "No, I never tried goat's milk." But I'm pretty sure my cousin might have goat on his farm, and my dad's cousin might have goat on his farm. And then Eva comes in, "Oh, I love goat's milk." And then Rebecca's like, "Really, what's your favorite kind of goat's milk?" And she's like, "The one that comes from a goat." And I'm like, "Have you ever tried goat's milk?" And she's like, "No, I have no idea what it is."
Yeah, see.
And I'm like, "Why did you say that?" And then she said,
"She wanted to be part of the conversation."
No, that's not why. She was already in the conversation.
I know, but she wanted to be the star of the conversation.
Well, I was guessing my reason was because she wanted to be, like, because I'm Rebecca's best friend, and she wanted to say, "Oh, I like the same thing Rebecca likes.
I have something in common with you." That could be it. People tell lies for a bunch of silly reasons, and that's what people are realizing with Philo. So Philo swore. She worked really hard, because it is really hard to...
Yeah, it is really hard to do that sometimes. Stop yourself
from... But she tried, and she realized after a while...
Remember when Tuli had...
People forgot that she was the one who...
realized that she should stop lying, and she's like, "Once when I was younger, I ate a penny." Yeah, that was so funny.
But she decided, and it worked. When she was her true self, people forgot about what she used to be, and they liked her for who she was, even if she was somebody who didn't do much on the weekend. This weekend, she just went for a walk. That's fine. That's okay. It's true. It's all that matters. She's never heard of goat's milk before. That's okay. Now you know.
Wait, does Darwin? I'm sorry. Me and Julie were having a conversation. I'm like, "I know his name is Derwin. What's his name?" I think she's like, "No, his name's Devin." I'm like, "No, Derwin." And she's like, "Oh, never mind. It's Darwin." I'm like, "No, that's Gumball." So I'm confused. Derwin, does he have a goat on his farm?
No.
Because I said to Rebecca, "I think my dad's cousin might have a goat, or I'm maybe thinking cows."
He definitely has cows.
No, because I remember him having a baby cow. I can't remember if it was a baby cow or a baby goat.
No, he has only baby cows.
Okay, so I'll tell Rebecca.
But he has lots of those.
Yeah. Anyways, yes.
So, yeah, Philo was then very popular and very happy. And she was a lot happier being her true self than she was being her phony self. Because, see, when she told lies and people were excited by them, "Oh my gosh, that sounds great."
That's cool.
She was nervous. She's like, "Oh no." Instead of when she told the truth and people said, "Oh, that sounds great, tell me more." She goes, "Oh, sure, I'm glad you're interested." Because she had more to tell because it was true.
Yeah, because it was. She had more to tell because it was true, because it wasn't a lie.
Exactly. Sometimes there's no more lie. You're like, uh-oh, I'm running out of lies here. The end.